Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tiant. Baylor moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Haney and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Doyle trying to get to home. North throws the ball into Haney who tags Doyle who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Haney and he is out, Garner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Garner moves to second. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant spins and fires to second, with Burleson covering, and Garner is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Hobson moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobson scores. Burleson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. There goes Baylor. The throw from Fisk to Burleson, and Baylor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bando steals second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 0 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McMullen. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the mound. Torres catches it and throws to second to double up Burleson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 2 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. North reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Billy Williams. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Fisk to Doyle and they have Alexander trapped. The throw over to Cooper, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fisk bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cooper moves to third. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Miller pinch hits for Dwight Evans. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.